Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
They're fighting over the baby's name. The baby's not even born yet, I don't think. Cassie's got the email.
I'm going to go ahead and issue a trigger warning for child loss on this one. Good morning, Cassie and Kristen. As the two rock star moms on the show, I could really use your advice and opinions, as well as the dads out there who may have been in my fiancé situation. My fiancé and I are expecting our rainbow baby at the beginning of July. After our miscarriage last year, we couldn't be more excited to have this little bundle of joy. We found out a few months ago that it's a boy, and as we started discussing baby names, my fiancé mentioned that he would love to pass down his middle name as he got it passed down from his grandfather, who he admires more than anyone. I was completely down for this until my mom reminded me that it is also my biological father's middle name. My biological father and I have a very difficult relationship. It's been on and off my entire life. I've had a stepdad since I was 2 who I consider to be my dad. To name my son the same name as my biological father would be cringeworthy, to say the least. My bio father and I do keep in contact, and I know that he will think that the baby was named after him if we stick with that middle name. As soon as I was made aware of this, I broke the news to my fiancé, who was completely understanding. His mother and father, my soon-to-be in-laws, weren't as understanding. I could tell that they were very sad about it, because this name means a lot to them, and I know it would mean a lot to my fiancé, no matter how understanding he says he is. I'd love all of your opinions and advice on what to do with this situation. Do I name my baby after my fiancé and his grandfather, knowing it's also my biological father's name? Or do I punish my fiancé and his family by not using it because my biological father is an absolute a-hole? Thank you for your time. I love you all so much. Love, first-time baby naming mama. Oh. P.S. Abby, you're crushing it. Keep up the good work.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, crikey. This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. Because, like, it's so easy to sit on the fence on this one, because you can easily see both sides of this.
Well, Mo is probably the most connected to this, right? With father and dad and who do you honor, who raised you, who didn't, that kind of thing.
But you have a good relationship with your pops now.
Now, right.
Now, yeah. I didn't think about it that way, but I could see how if I was in this situation and our relationship was what it used to be, I don't know that I'd be able to deal with giving my son his name. So I actually didn't look at it like that. But now that you put it that way, I would probably, honestly, try to deal with it. I really would. I wouldn't want to go through whatever drama it was going to cause and trying to explain myself over and over as to why the name that doesn't fit. And I would probably, as cringeworthy as it was, I would try to look at it as it's just a name and it's not going to have a reflection on who my child is going to become. And I probably would just let it go.
Middle name? Sure. First name? No. Like, if they're passing down the middle name, and it's going to be the middle name. Because I never use Jimmy's middle name. We just, it's there to honor his grandpa on his dad's side. And no, like, disrespect, but we don't use it. So I feel like to show your strength, if you're there, and that takes work, and I understand the trauma and the heartache that your biological dad put on you, and why you wouldn't want to have his name involved whatsoever in your child's name. I totally get that. And just the sheer, what are the odds that his name is the same as the name that's getting passed down on your husband's side? I would take that name and turn it on its head. That name is no longer your biological father's name. That is the grandfather's name from your husband's side that's getting passed down to your son. And if your dad wants to think, your biological dad wants to think that's a tribute to him, let him think that. You know otherwise.
Man. So Kristen and I come from very different family backgrounds. Hers was very healthy. Mine was a piece of work. And I can tell you this, that there is power in names. That because of the dysfunctional family I have had, the names associated with those really tough times, it makes it impossible to shake the name from the memories. And their core memories also.
I know.
So it would be it wouldn't be possible for me. It absolutely, even in a middle name, I just wouldn't be able to say it and honor it without feeling the dysfunction every single time.
But how often do you use Hayden Hollis's middle name?
Hardly at all.
Yeah.
Hardly at all.
The only reason I feel a little bit differently towards actually using the name is that it was clearly not a name she associated with her biological father. It was his middle name. And so she literally had to be told, oh, this is his middle name. And so I think if you were passionate about the name before and that's what you really wanted to name your child, and this is the only thing holding you back, I say go for it. But if it's now turned you off, now you know, I can see you wanting to choose a different one.
Yeah, overriding. I would say use that name. It's a middle name. Like Abby said, you had to be reminded. I think, like Kristen said, it's a great chance to rewrite the name. Also, it gives you ultimate veto power for the like primary name. Mm-hmm. So if your husband gets this middle name, girl, you get to choose the first name. No arguments, because you made the biggest sacrifice
of
all. You
play in politics. That's so good. You should definitely be working in politics in D.C. somewhere.
You're on The Burt Show.